We're watching the global AI landscape fracture in real time. The most significant development crossing my desk today isn't incremental progress, it's strategic parity. Chinese AI capabilities have reached performance levels matching GPT-4 and Claude, while simultaneously achieving hardware advantages that bypass Western infrastructure entirely. This isn't a future scenario. The market share numbers confirm it's already happening. What makes this particularly consequential is the timing. We're seeing this convergence occur just as AI agents transition from experimental curiosities to operational systems deployed at scale across enterprises. And simultaneously, the $300 billion enterprise software market is facing its first genuine existential threat since cloud migration fundamentally restructured the industry a decade ago. The broader pattern here suggests we're entering a 12 to 18 month strategic window, a period where competitive positions will solidify around entirely new paradigms before market structures lock in. Let's connect these dots. Watching the horizon, I'm your host, and this is your macro briefing for today. Let me start with the geopolitical shift that's rewriting strategic assumptions. Alibaba's Qwen 3.5 model now delivers performance equivalent to the frontier Western models, GPT-4 and Claude, but with dramatically superior efficiency. The architecture is fascinating from a competitive standpoint. They're using 17 billion active parameters drawn from a total pool of 397 billion, while offering million token context windows that currently lead the industry. That's not just matching capabilities, that's architectural innovation. Building on that, ByteDance's Seed 2.0 language model now ranks in the top 5 globally on independent benchmarks. What's significant here is the velocity. Chinese firms closed what most strategic forecasts assumed would be a multi-year capability gap in a fraction of that time. The timeline collapsed faster than the market anticipated. But here's where it gets more interesting from an infrastructure perspective. Talos has developed a specialized AI chip that processes 17,000 tokens per second. To put that in context, that's 40 times faster than NVIDIA's B200, currently the standard for frontier AI workloads. More importantly, it consumes 90% less power and operates at 95% lower cost. Now, there's a constraint worth noting. This hardware is currently limited to single model deployment, so it's not a direct drop-in replacement for NVIDIA's flexible architecture. But what this validates is an alternative development path, hardware-software co-design, that bypasses NVIDIA's architectural monopoly entirely. That's strategically significant because it demonstrates that the Western infrastructure stack isn't the only viable approach. The market has already started pricing this in. Chinese AI models have captured 47% global market share, with cost advantages ranging from 80 to 90% compared to Western alternatives. DeepSeek alone achieved 15% market share in just 12 months. Chinese open source models now dominate global download metrics. Looking at the landscape, this isn't simply competitive catch-up. What we're witnessing is the emergence of a parallel AI ecosystem with fundamentally different economic structures. The deflationary pressure from Chinese models directly challenges the $650 billion AI capital expenditure assumptions that underpin current Western hyperscaler valuations. Those projections assume sustained pricing power and market dominance that these developments call into question. For organizations navigating this environment, there's a technology access risk developing. Chinese models may potentially exceed Western capabilities in certain applications, while remaining subject to domestic control. At the same time, regulatory barriers are solidifying, creating distinct AI ecosystems with limited cross-pollination. That bifurcation has portfolio implications we'll need to monitor closely. Now, let's pivot to what's happening in enterprise software because this connects directly to the AI capability shifts we just discussed. The $300 billion plus enterprise software market is experiencing its first true existential threat since cloud migration fundamentally restructured the industry. Anthropic's Claude has crossed a critical threshold in code generation capabilities. We're seeing reports of $500,000 Salesforce CRM contracts being canceled. Not delayed, canceled. Organizations are replacing them with bespoke AI-generated alternatives developed in hours rather than months. The economics have shifted that dramatically. This represents a structural transition from asset-light to asset-heavy value creation. Software-as-a-service companies are facing multiple compression even as broader equity markets remain relatively flat. This isn't cyclical rotation between sectors. This is permanent repricing based on changing value capture dynamics. The market dispersion we're observing right now matches only two historical periods, the dot-com bubble and the 2008 financial crisis. Both preceded major deleveraging events. That's the statistical context we're operating within. The competitive dynamic reveals two possible scenarios. One path is incumbent advantage through existing customer relationships and embedded workflows. The alternative is AI-native disruption through parallel enterprise stacks that bypass legacy systems entirely, greenfield development that doesn't need to maintain backward compatibility.
Historical precedent from cloud migration is instructive here. Survival required fundamental business model transformation, not incremental feature additions. Microsoft and Oracle successfully pivoted 60%